Hey, everybody. Thanks for stopping by. Distinguished Gentlemen Podcast, Episode 9. And this week, we are Boost KDV.
Hey, how you doing, guys?
Doing good. We are Stugazzo. What's happening, buddy? I don't know why I'm saying guys. We are. It's not like... and Baroque.
The Royal We.
Yeah, we are. And Baroque Reaper.
A.K.A. Betty Destiny Crocker.
This one, oh man, I gotta tell you, ladies and gentlemen, Fire Team's back. Fire Team is back.
It feels good. It feels real good.
Oh, it feels so good. We are recording an hour later than we normally would because we've been playing Destiny. And yeah, I think we're all pretty excited to not give you a good show. But we are excited to slay some people in Gambit.
Is that fair to say? Not give you a good show. Wait, are we
do
what
want
are we
to
doing
give,
here, man?
No, we I'm, do want to give them. We don't not. We don't. Yeah, I don't know.
Don't do what Donnie don't does.
Oh boy. Yeah, but we want to give you a good show. I also want to throw a grenade into this public event. So I can get the XP and just hide out in the corner. Yeah, so we're all leveling up characters.
Just unlocked the Dreaming City.
Oh, that's nice.
Nice.
Good for you.
Finally.
Everybody making strides here.
I know.
Yeah, the worst part is this stupid public event. It took me like almost a week.
Kev, nobody remembers what you're talking about, man. Forsaken came out like a million years ago.
Well, it sucks. Okay.
I guess I'm gonna find out the hard way pretty soon.
You know what? It reminded me of when we got what was that gun in D1 where you had to go to public events? Was it gun?
Oh yeah, yeah. I remember. It was Sleeper. Remember
Sleeper? Yeah. Because
I thought you were on the Cosmodrome with me, and I was calling out to you, like, Kev, come here. The thing is happening, and like you totally weren't there. You weren't even in my
War Sat on Mars.
Yeah,
yeah.
That's
but
right.
You had to do a War Sat in the Cosmodrome, and you were not even there, like nowhere near me. And then I got it, and then you had to wait for it like a whole another week or something like that.
That was great. Not really, but so thanks for that, Bungie. I enjoyed sitting in one place for pretty much a week.
I have to say, like, I feel like there's a lot to talk about with Destiny this week, and that's a good thing. I don't know. I've been playing the shit out of this game. I'm back to that. Like,
it's there's so much to do.
I know. It's what I think about, like, at work. Look, there's even I'm making controller clicking sounds, guys. This is not who I am. What is going on with me?
You're that guy that on the other end, they're like, look at this fucking blueberry, man. He can't even fucking play the game.
Look at this guy. He's fucking standing in the back. We're doing all the work, bro.
I love this game so much I make my kid play it for me.
Hey,
actually, funny enough,
don't judge me. I
made my daughter, I asked her if she wanted to try it today, and she's like, yeah. So she did run one public event for me.
See, my daughter has been watching me play this over my shoulder lately. Like, she's getting interested, and it's like, maybe I'll put her on the PlayStation, and then I'll have level 50 characters across the board.
I'm going to go to
Orbit. I'm not going to be rude.
Don't misunderstand me here, guys. She's 4.5. She literally held the controller and just... press the fire button and walk sideways. So,
well, I'm sure my daughter will just run around and shoot stuff. No grenades, no anything. She'll run out of ammo and be like, I don't know what to do, but as long as she's there getting that
so some XP. Good training is in the tower. Just let them roam around the tower.
Today it kind of came back to haunt me about what I did, and that is Josh wanted to play on Dylan's Fortnite account. Dylan was like, okay, but you gotta play this one game mode, and you can't play anything else because I need this thing. And I'm like, oh my gosh, I've created a monster. But yeah, I played a lot this week, and I didn't really talk about it while we were in party because I didn't want to. I want to keep it fresh. I finally got to do the GoFanon Forge today.
Oh, cool. Is that the new one?
Yeah. I think it's a lot easier than the other one. Either it's a lot easier or just I think I'm like I'm 631 now.
I did it last night. I did the first one and the second one, and I swear the second one we almost – or the second one, we blew through the first one. Not so much. We like – it actually took some work.
So the Volunder you think is just hard in general, whereas the GoFanon you think is easier.
It's the boss is definitely harder on the first one, the Vol.
I was
GoFanon, on the other hand, that one, like, the boss seems way easier.
Hold on a second.
I was watching Holtzman was playing the GoFanon, and it seemed, I mean, I know he was level like 650 already.
Mm-hmm.
But he was,
jeez,
it was just like it was nothing, and it was just him and I think it was like one other blueberry, and it was easy. It looked easy anyway.
Well, today when I did it, I just kind of I was hopping on kind of sporadically, and I went through and I did the whole sniper frame quest. Mm-hmm. And then I finally got to unlock it, and I was like, I went through and did the sniper frame quest, and I was like, all right, well, let me just go into it and see what happens and see what this one is all about. And I went in as a blueberry, and you know, it was match made, and we got it with like a lot of time to spare, and I was like, holy shit. And then so now I got the sniper, and then I got a helmet to drop as well, and so that was like, yeah, that was nice. And whoever the nice fellow was that I ran it with, he shot the two things, so I got a key for the box.
We didn't know last night where the key was, and I have no idea on the second one. But I'm honestly not that worried because there's four keys in total, and the fact that they only know where two are anyway,
mm-hmm.
You know, by the time it gets around, we'll be
I gotta get the key for the first one, because when we did it that one time with Racer, and he like popped the box, and then the mission just ended quick, and we didn't get a chance to, well, at least I didn't get a chance to get it. But I've had pretty good RNG with the Forge thus far. Like my sniper drop with snaps, it was a snapshot dragonfly. And then I was like, all right, well, if I have a little time, let me grab this, let me grab the hand cannon and see if I can do that. Well, that one was super easy to knock out. Did that really quick. It's like, all right, I'll try it one more time. And then went in and got the hand cannon today too. So,
sweet. Oh, nice.
Yeah, I mean that. I think that Forge is way, way easy. The boss is way easier because it's just a big servitor. I mean, there are things shooting at you, but I mean, at this point, you know, I'm five levels above where they are. I guess are they 625 for the boss? I think at the second phase in the boss, maybe they're like 625-ish.
I have no idea, but it seemed way easier. And even where I was, I didn't know the mechanic, but there's like on one end of the Forge, there's where the blue fallen come out. Mm-hmm. They come out of a door.
Yeah.
So you just kind of hang out around there and like run around just a little and oh, there they come out. Kill them all, throw the thing. It's in a
wide open space. It's not like Volunder where it's like a cave and there's kind of places to hide, but they're, I don't know, the Cabal are just, they just seem a lot tankier than
more bullet spongy.
Yeah, the ones you're trying to shoot in the GoFanon are basically, you know, like those sniper,
it's Vandals and it's a yeah. Fallen.
It's Fallen. Yeah, yeah.
It's Fallen. So like,
and Fallen always seem easier than Cabal. Like it doesn't matter. Yeah.
I was noticed with, I always hated Cabal because they have a lot of annoying enemies and like a lot of like machine guns and like rocket launchers.
The shield guys are the worst.
Yeah,
it's the worst. But
we talked about that last night in Gambit. We think the blockers with shields are worse than the knights, the taken knights, because they can make it themselves, you know, like, oh, I have a very, very small hitbox now. Even though I have less health, I can block myself and it'll piss you off because they take forever to kill.
And then they boop you off.
Yeah.
On the maps that have, like drops.
Speaking of Gambit, I think it's fair to say that for the past 2 weeks, we've played Gambit after the show. Mm-hmm. And thus far, this Gambit team is undefeated. I think
it's hard to say this team. It's hard to say this team because I played quite a few rounds with you guys, with other people too, and as soon as we get into a group of four, I don't know. It's been feeling really good the last couple weeks.
I don't think after we've done the show and played Gambit Broke, I don't think we've lost a game yet.
I know when you play a group of four, we our win percentage is really high. We're a solid team for Gambit.
The only thing that people need to do to play well in Gambit, and this is something that you really can't do when you're just playing by yourself as a blueberry or solo queue, whatever. But all you have to do to win, you just got to say, hey, guys, what subclass are you? That's it. Yeah, that's true. Literally all you got to do, because then when you have the right combination at the boss, you just wait until you see the right number on the side. You know, you're like, oh, times three. Okay. Shoot him. And then two chaos reaches and the boss is done.
Mm-hmm. What was that the other night? Pretty much. Like Kev, I'm like sitting there like, okay, Kev, go. And he's like, oh, okay. And just runs out and melts the boss.
Yeah. We played the other night, and who was playing? It was me, Racer, Baroque, I think you were in there.
Yeah,
and
Dark. With Dark.
And Dark.
Oh, okay.
We had
three chaos reaches,
and I finally leveled up my Hunter. So I would just throw tether after tether with my Orpheus rig. Thank you very much, Zer.
Oh, I gotta go by that.
You'd get times two, and because we had three chaos reach warlocks, the boss just didn't stand a chance. It would just melt them right away.
That's awesome.
It's a fun game mode, but you know it still highlights the fact that you do need coordination. Yes, you can win by yourself solo queue, but you win a hell of a lot more when you're in a fire team of four.
When did Forsaken come out? It came out what, September 4th, right? Let's just say
something like that. September
1, 2, 3, 4.
Yeah, early September. We'll just
5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15. 15 weeks and counting, no exotic armor.
You're talking Forsaken.
New Forsaken exotic armor.
Okay. But you've gotten like old D1 stuff that they brought back?
Oh, yeah. I've gotten shit that I hate and that I didn't use in the first place. Oh, yeah. But not a lot. I've probably only gotten two armor drops. But I still fool myself into thinking every time I do a milestone, this could be the time that I get it. No, it's just another mark. It's just another Titan mark.
I'm still convinced that I'll probably get a piece before you do.
Yeah.
Back to the old Gallahorn days.
D1. You should start a Titan just to shove it in his face.
Yeah, I'm gonna go get a Titan, and I'm gonna get the Ursa Ferosas before you.
Or the
probably
the mask, the one man, whatever it's called.
I know the one that Racer got the other day.
The one-eyed mask.
What did he get? He got like seven exotics in one day.
Oh my god!
Who the fuck does that?
Nine in a week.
Okay, so after you went to bed, Stu, we did play, and there was a guy on the other team who had the one-eyed mask. That is the most broken thing, even in Gambit. Because you'd be like just beating the hell out of him, and then he's like, he'd barely kill you, like, and he'd have a sliver left, and all of a sudden, whoop, he's full health again.
What do you mean? It works on PvE enemies as well?
No, because he would invade.
He would invade.
Oh, yeah, well, yeah.
And it's just like, so he knows where you are, and he can destroy the entire team very easily.
I definitely think now you hit the Dreaming City, Kev. It's raid time this week.
I'm just looking at the map because I've never been here before. I'm just kind of just looking it over.
You know what? Dreaming City is really, really cool.
I see the last wish here.
My goal is to get to the Dreaming City and try and run a blind level 2 blind well to get a seed. So that way next week I can run a level 4 with this same character and hopefully get another seed, and then my warlock will have all three.
Oh yeah, subclasses
unlocked.
Yeah, I just got my mission to go to Io to get my unlock first new subclass. Yeah, yeah.
It really, man. I don't want to sound like a broken record, but I'm going to say it again.
Yeah,
this kind of shit should be account wide. access to the actual planets, to the quest lines, to all of that shit, it should be account wide.
Yeah.
And it got me to thinking, because you know, we've all heard like D3 is gonna, the rumor is that they're gonna kind of double down and go a little heavier on the RPG.
Yeah.
So I started thinking, like, how could that kind of work? And the best part about, for me, like any RPG, is just that connection with the character. You know, I've put in this many hours to this character. And with Destiny, it's not like you don't have that, but everybody goes to Time Wasted and you're like, oh, I've spent 400 hours on this character and 600 hours on this one. So I'm a Titan main. What if in D3, what if you only had one character?
I'm perfectly fine with that.
But here's the thing. What class you are is determined by what class item you're wearing. So you could throw on a Titan mark and you'd be a Titan. You could throw on a cloak and you'd be a hunter. And then within that, if there was like a sigil for the actual subclass, but the subclass had like a skill tree and it took a shitload of time to unlock all these different perks that you could kind of plug and play with, you know?
So you'd have to really spend one guardian time. But when you switch up your class items or put something on, then you become that other guardian.
Your new class.
Then you could do a different kind of thing.
Gotcha.
I like that.
I mean, and there's going to be people that are like, no, I only want to play with my hunter, and I'm a hunter and only a hunter, and da da da. Like, all right. So don't put on another class item.
Yeah.
Problem solved. Right? Like, you could still maintain that kind of immersion into that one character.
Makes more sense. I mean, it's good.
And it's the same character.
Right.
You know, you're just learning new abilities kind of thing, right?
Yeah. I mean, it's kind of like you keep saying, like, it is kind of dumb that you're playing the same game but like a different character.
Justin
you have to re-unlock everything.
I couldn't
again.
Join them. Yeah.
He couldn't join us because he didn't earn Spider's trust. He had to go do 5 bounties for Spider. And we're
what?
Dude,
I've been fucking killing it for Spider for months now.
You know?
And this dick wants to lock me out. Oh, I'm sorry. Did you not forget the time that I did this 3 fucking months ago? You fucking 8-legged fuck you.
He's like, no, run around and get those feather shits.
Do this shit. Yeah, pick up these feathers.
Go get that feather that grows out of the ground.
Meanwhile, Baroque and Stu are running through fucking, you know, barons like every 2 minutes. Like, all right, which one do you want to do now? Let's go do Trickster. It's like,
I'm sorry, I
can't even kill the wanted guys fast enough.
I literally was running through the missions. Stu was like, I'm over here trying to kill something. Baroque's at the end of the mission already killing the boss. I'm like, yep. I was serious when I said, my plan is to run through it. The only reason I didn't go faster is because they have a few barons who have that damage gate. Like, oh, you can only do a third of damage, and then I have to go immune, and you have to kill some bullcrap little people, and then, you know, you can hurt me again. If it wasn't for that, I'm guaranteeing we could have shaved at least 10 minutes off of the run.
It was kind of ridiculous. They didn't really stand a chance.
I'm just
looking. I like that idea, Stu. I like that. I'm on board.
I mean, it's just like, that's just kind of an idea, right? But I like the idea of where, you know, you could have something to work towards, like, with one character.
Yeah, well, I mean, the whole premise behind an RPG is, you are the character, like the one character.
Like in my, I guess with my idea, the way that I kind of see it in my head is that you would have to take, you wouldn't be making a commitment so much to a class, but to a subclass within that class.
Yeah.
You know, so like I might have my Sentinel Titan leveled up and my Dawnblade Warlock. You know what I mean? But like my Stormcaller Warlock, I don't have anything unlocked on that skill tree yet. I haven't put any time into that sigil or that, you know, whatever the hell you want to call it, to pledge to that kind of subclass faction.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't know. If there was more like a time commitment to the actual skills that you get, I think it would be kind of cool and make them transferable across the life of that character.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I was talking to I think I was talking with the Rocker the other night. And we were both kind of agreeing, like how we liked the perk selection better in D1, where you can pick like exactly how you want
to
play.
That was me, because we were going into a gambit, and I'm like, I really wish you could switch out
this perk for this. Yeah.
Did you guys ever play Final Fantasy X?
I have it on my PlayStation. I have the remastered.
So I'm going to try and find a video or something of that. But the skill tree system for that game.
That thing was fantastic. Was
fucking incredible.
Well, because it was like, oh, hey, you have this giant skill tree. And then it gets to a point and it's like, all right. They did it in 13 as well. Like, here's your one character skill tree. Learn everything because it's the medic. Then you get to a point and it's like, oh, you can break out of your specific skill tree and start going into everybody else's skill tree and get everything. And it's like, you could play for, I swear, years and still not unlock everything on that giant map.
Yeah. Wow.
Like you would have to really make a serious, like there would be thought that goes into it. So you'd want to pick certain elements from different classes that you like, and it might cost you a little more because that's not your actual class. But by the end of it, like you had this fully branching system that it was so cool the way
it was
they did it.
Beautiful looking. It was this giant.
When Baroque says beautiful. Giant, he means giant. Like it's this big circular thing that has like these pathways that you could connect with the different.
So you remember how many nodes there were in D1? There's like 30 per character subclass. So take those three and put them in a big circle maze thing, and that would be close to what one character would have. And there was 13 character to their eight, a crap load of characters, and they would, I mean, it was a big, and they, I mean, they did put some characters or some enemies in there that were big and you could earn a lot and do stuff, but it required certain items to unlock them. So it wasn't like, oh, I just keep, you know, killing stuff and do it. You had to have, it was,
you know,
it's a beautiful, elegant system that would, I think, would translate to a system like this pretty well, but still feel familiar enough.
So we have a couple questions here, and this kind of speaks to this one from Gator, and it says, hey fellas, greatly entertaining shows every week. My question is, with a new D2 content, holy shit.
that's an interesting question.
Sorry, I was looking at he posted the skill tree. My question is, with a new way D2 content is being delivered and rumors of D3 making a more RPG based game, how do you see Destiny's future, and how is the average player going to fit in? So it's funny, I think you kind of answered that without knowing that there was a question to be answered.
Yeah, because this is it's going to be the hot topic right now. And I think I said, it's, imagine if you had like a tree like that, except this one off to the, you know, just, it's three. The top one was the subclass pieces, but they make the shape of the Titan, you know, and all the little nodes are in different parts of that. I mean, and they could do that, and it, similar system, but it would feel Destiny-fied, and you'd be like, ooh, this is new and fresh. But I could agree with the one single solitary character that's everything.
I think it would just make more sense because, like, you know, maybe you have the option to run three characters if you want.
Yeah, you can have three characters, but it's not, they have to be this specific. It's,
no. What if it was three characters that had access to the same kind of tree? But in character number one, I'm going to start in the bottom left. Character number two, I'm going to start in the top right. And character number three, I'm going to start right in the middle. You know, like just to say that you could really take it where people could still play the three characters. You know, you cap your weekly drops at three per whatever, but per account. But then if a guy like me, so I didn't have to go through this whole stupid story again, if I just wanted to throw on my Tether Hunter and play Gambit with you guys, at least I'd have that node unlocked. You know what I mean?
Yeah. I think, like, I don't know why they make you do everything all over again. And I could see if they made you, like, level up your character again, that's fine. I'm fine with leveling up my character and going and doing things like, you know, and choosing choosing how I want to do it. Do I want to play Gambit? Do I want to do Crucible? Do I want to run Strikes? Whatever.
But yeah, like, see, I wouldn't mind if they like went
to lock out of everything. I think is dumb. Like, kept
you don't want to redo the Barons. Okay, so you have to get to level 500 or 50, and you must find, you know, a way to get to light level 480, and then it would unlock the next piece of stuff. So you're not locked going, I have to run through this, but just put some kind of level gate. And I mean, make it pretty, because, you know, realistically, if we played this normal, level 50, even if it was like level 40 and like level 480, that's reasonable, because that was definitely what you were at by the end of just running the story.
Yeah, yeah.
And just go, okay, like they did with Warmind. Oh, you can't do the next story mission unless you're here.
Yeah.
Just do it like that and go, okay, you can skip the Barons, but you have to be here. And then you can go talk to Spider and get the next piece to unlock the Dreaming City. Or you to get to into the Dreaming City, you have to be here.
Also,
I would be okay with that.
I'm changing the name of Gentleman Inquiries to Podcast Questions. It's funny.
Please.
Because there's one part where, like, somebody's posting something and Fluffy says, you know this is for podcast questions, right? Hold on. I was just trying to be, like, funny
and
clever, but I guess
so not. My goal all week was to hit 600 by today.
Yeah.
By How'd Sunday. That work out?
Yeah, it didn't work out.
Now what are you at?
No. Currently sitting at 573.
Okay. That's not bad.
Yeah, hey.
First character is the hardest.
A couple primes, baby.
I do have a couple primes sitting in my my inventory here.
Well, the thing is
don't
is
that, do that.
No, you go, you have to cash them when you get them because they won't scale.
Yeah, no.
I do have another question. Do you want me to do the question now?
Yeah, yeah. Do another question.
Sure. This is from Agent H, and he said he posted a video of He-Man / DMX mashup he came across while taking a dump. What are some of the strangest things you've come across on the internet while sitting on the toilet? I am honestly, when I'm in the bathroom, I'm on my Reddit PixHD app, and I have a ton of subreddits that I go through, and it's that app is nice because it's not like stories, it's just like it's just pictures with titles, and then you could click into the comments and stuff like that. So sometimes I'll go on all of Reddit, but that's how I found, like, you know, like Juggalos and tonight I was on Autos, which is a cool one because it's just pictures that people like that picture that you took, Stu, when you and your wife were at dinner, and there was it a McLaren that was across the street from the restaurant or something?
Yeah, it was a P1, and I didn't even notice because it was a barbershop called Gambit.
It was during
the Gambit weekend, and all I wanted to do was go home, and my wife is like, yeah, that is a cool car. I was like, what? Oh, holy shit.
I was driving out of Philly this week, and a P1 was right next to me while I was... It was bright orange and black. Oh, my God.
You know what I saw the other day?
Beautiful car. What's that?
The Rolls-Royce SUV.
It's so ugly.
I was like, I was like, is this the new Honda Pilot? What the fuck is this thing? And I'm not even kidding. And then when I got closer, I was like, oh, my God. It's a Rolls-Royce.
In the Autos Reddit, somebody has a picture of the new... Lamborghini SUV, and they were like,
oh,
they're like, this looks like it's made by Kia or Hyundai.
What?
No. I don't think so.
No. Okay,
no, that thing looks ridiculous.
We were looking for a car, and we went into CarMax, and they have this car that I'm like, I don't know that symbol of what car this is. Looking at, like, it's really nice. Then finally go to the little sticker, and it's like, it's a Kia. What the hell? When did Kia make a car that actually looks cool? And cost $50,000.
Was it a Braytheon? Okay, because exactly, that's the face that I made. We went for lunch at this diner near us, and we pull in, and I'm looking at this little SUV next to us, and I've never seen this logo in my life. The car kind of looks familiar. It's an SUV. It looks kind of familiar, but just a little bit a little bit nicer, right? Yeah. And it has this really weird trim on it, this badge and this little trim package on it. And I'm like, what the fuck is this thing? Braytheon, it says.
Braytheon.
Dude, the company, all that they are is a branding company. They rebrand Kias and Hyundais with a fancier logo.
Oh, really?
And they get people to pay for that privilege so that you're not driving a Kia, you're driving a Braytheon.
I've never heard of that.
Yeah, it's ridiculous. Let me see if it was Braytheon even. I might be mispronouncing it here.
And Euros. Euros is what that Lamborghini is called. I think it looks hot. Especially in like bright yellow. Oh my gosh.
But no, I don't know. I got to Google what the hell this thing was called. Sorry guys.
But that's how I got on the Supra thing, Kev, is because somebody had posted a picture of that picture of the 2019 Supra in there.
It's looking sexy.
It is looking real sexy.
So that car is a collaboration with BMW. It's basically it's the same chassis as the Z4.
Oh, really? Okay.
Yeah.
That's pretty small then.
It's not big. It's going to be smaller than the Mark IV Supra.
Mm-hmm.
And it actually has a shorter wheelbase than the Scion FRS. It's wider, but shorter wheelbase. Wow.
Wider, but shorter wheelbase.
Yeah, you know, I don't want to talk about Scions and how small their stupid-ass wheelbase is. That's just because I have to go back to driving the Scion
here. Yeah, no, dude. If you had the FSR, though, you wouldn't be too upset about that.
I would probably enjoy driving it more, but I'm going back to driving a very small car. Very, very small car.
Big guy gets out of this little
team. They don't make Scions anymore. Rip Scion.
Big guy in a little car.
That's what it is, because I mean, I have to have the seat all the way back, tilted back some, and like, it's a small car, but you know, when we got it, it was what we could afford at the time, and I had to replace my other car, mm-hmm. and now it's like, well, do we save money and buy a house, or do you get a car and then have to wait longer to get a house? And, you know, we're trying to be smart, and so I have to go back to driving this. And my wife keeps going like, well, just remember while you're driving it, you know, this is getting us to a house faster.
Yeah, man. No, it's true, though. She's right.
For sure.
She's right.
I know, but that's not going to make me feel better when I'm, like, unpretzeling myself at work.
I drove the same car for 12 years for a reason.
Yeah, I'm still driving my wife sold the Camry Solara back and forth to work.
Yeah, that's bigger than the car I'm driving.
Yeah. Boost's driving a woman's car.
It's black. It's not a, you know, it's,
actually, it's okay. I like your
black.
I saw it once. It's nice.
Yeah, it's all right.
It's adorable. Job, you know?
I'm driving the Scion XD. The damn
Yeah, you thing. Know what that means. Broke has got extra D.
Extra.
So I actually...
not in that thing.
I'm going to take this conversation on a little bit of a detour and regale you guys and our listeners at home with a little bit of a story.
Okay.
Okay.
So all of us, we've had pregnant wives, and a lot of our listeners have children. They've had pregnant wives, or they've been pregnant themselves. And, you know, some of our listeners might be thinking, my wife, we're trying to get pregnant. What awaits me? So, fellas, I got a little story about what it's like living with a pregnant woman. We're going to flash back to Friday evening.
Okay.
And, you know, let's watch something. Let's watch something on Netflix. Let's sit down and watch something on Netflix. So we find whatever the hell it is and we put it on. And within 20 minutes, half an hour, she's asleep. And that's going to happen. It's, you know, it's dark out. It's 10:30,
takes a lot out of you to be pregnant.
So then I kind of wake her up. I says, hey, are you still watching this? Because otherwise I was going to change it to something else I wanted to and, you know, go to bed. And she's like, no, I'm watching it. But can you do me a favor? Can you make me a tea? Good idea. I'll make myself a tea as well. So I make a couple teas. And the tea is sitting there cooling and she falls asleep again. Okay. Like, why don't you consider going up to bed? Like, you know, you can put it on upstairs and finish watching it. I'm air quoting. Watch it up there. She says, no, I want to watch it here with my tea. Like, oh, okay. It's probably ready soon, right? Well, wouldn't you know, fellas, she falls asleep again. At this point, whatever the hell we're watching is more than half over. She hasn't seen anything of it. She's just in and out of sleep. I says, listen, if you're going to stay here, why don't you take your tea, drink your tea, and then we'll go to bed together. She says, no, I don't want it. Okay, fine. And wouldn't you know it, fellas, no, I don't want it. She falls back asleep. So I want to go to bed. So I walk over to the sink, and I dump her tea down the drain. And then I wash the two cups. And then she wakes up, and she says, where's my tea? And I says, that was like 20 minutes ago. You said you didn't want it, so I got rid of it. She says, why would you dump it? Well, you said you didn't want your tea. She's like, yeah, but I didn't want it then. I might have wanted it later. Yeah, but you were sleeping. It's
cold now.
Oh, God. Why can't you predict the future, Stu?
Jeez. I felt bad. But she started crying.
I'm glad my thing is off because I'm laughing because my wife, today, I put on something and she's like, she fell asleep. And it's like, why'd you let me fall asleep? I didn't know I was supposed to not let you fall asleep.
It was the hardest thing that I've done in so long was not to just start laughing because I was like, this woman is crushed because I dumped out a tea that she fell asleep a million times before drinking and said, I don't want it. Like she said, I don't want it. First time she was pregnant, this happened with a junior chicken from McDonald's. The next day, she's like, where's my junior chicken? Like, you went to bed. I ate the damn thing. And she started crying. Like, I'll go buy another junior chicken.
You and Baroque are living the Kobayashi Maru. It's an unwinnable scenario.
I don't know.
It's just like my wife puts on a shirt in the beginning of the morning. She's like, oh, it fits, right? And I'm like, yeah. And then by the end of the day, her stomach starts hanging out. She's like, how come you didn't tell me? And I'm like, it fits. And she's like, I don't understand how my shirt can fit and then not fit. And I'm like, I don't know, honey. And if I point it out, I'm bad. But if I don't point it out, I'm also in trouble. It's like, that's my unwinnable situation. I have to tell her stomach's hanging out, but I can't tell her stomach's hanging out.
Yeah.
Good luck.
I can see skin with that. Well, my wife isn't pregnant. And the other night, I could definitely say that she's not pregnant. And so we were watching TV and we were both like super tired. And I look over and she is falling asleep. And I'm like, by this time it's like 10:30, 11. I'm ready to go to bed. Like, and I'm like, honey, come on, let's go. And I had already like kind of like taken the dogs outside and, you know, I'm getting ready, right? I'm thinking like, okay, this is a done deal. We're going to get in bed. It's like, I just got comfortable. Why'd you let me sleep down here? Like, and she's like yelling at me. I'm like, but we can go to bed. Like, why do you want to sleep right here? We can go up there where it's super comfortable.
Something fun to do is call him on that. Once I've done that, I'm like, all right, well, I'm going to bed. And buddy, that's not a pleasant thing to wake up to.
I know better than that. this is my first day.
There might have been some passive aggressiveness on my part that evening. I'm like, well, all right, fuck that. Have a good evening.
I mean, I have gone to bed and be like, are you going to stay down here? She'd be like, yeah. I'm like, all right, well, I'm going to bed. But I wouldn't, like, just... There's no way I would not say, I'm going to bed and be like, yeah, you just do your thing. But then, like, God forbid I fall asleep on the couch. It's like, go to bed. What are you doing down here? I'm like, what? I fell asleep. Ugh. Boy. Anyway.
That's funny.
That's a funny story, though.
Yeah. I think all wives are the same.
Yeah. When it comes to, like, that stuff, yeah, probably.
Similar enough.
Yeah.
Women.
Shit. There was something I wanted to bring up. Let me check. I made some little notes here. Okay.
Did you guys see any movies recently?
No, I was going to go see Into the Spider-Verse.
Oh, I want to see that.
I really want to see it. Now, part of that was my movie buddy who wants to go see that with me. He's my daughter. My wife could care less about it, you know, whatever.
Sure.
I understand. She'll probably see it, but you know, if she doesn't see it, she's not going to be crushed. Cool. Well, in comes, I told my daughter, I'm not going to take you unless your room is clean.
Uh-oh.
You guys saw my tweet, probably, that I put in the message. That was, you know, it continued on to today. This is the third day in a row my wife has been in my daughter's room. She should have just let me throw all the stuff away. Yeah, I was going to be throwing away hundreds, if not, you know, thousands of dollars worth of crap. But there wouldn't have been a problem with her room being clean anymore. The room would have been, like, half empty at that point. There are no toys to, you know, get messy with. They're all in a damn trash bag.
Yeah, the kids don't seem to care, which is amazing.
Well, and, like, my daughter is like, oh, yeah, I'm working on it. It's better. And, like, that was her response for a week and a half. Oh, it's better.
It's better.
Okay. When is it going to be done? Oh, it's almost done. So I gave her, I'm like, you have until Friday when I get home from work, because you have to have it clean because your aunt and uncle are coming in next week. You have to have this done. I go in Friday. I could feel, I really thought, like, I don't leave here, I'm going to have like a aneurysm or just heart attack, because my blood was boiling. Because, I mean, I don't know how she thought any of that was cool. I don't know what was in any of her drawers in her room. I mean, there was crap everywhere. I don't think you could actually see, but like maybe a couple square feet of carpet in this room collectively. And my wife, being the cooler person, came in and sat there and has spent 2 days in there supervising her cleaning. And today was less supervision, more you just got to go get this clean. And it's been, you know, probably 20 minutes worth of work that took my daughter 5 hours. Because reasons. But that's where my wife is currently at in this pregnancy. We got to get everything in the house clean. Everything. And it, she's using nesting. The excuse of her sister's coming in next week. But I'm like, yeah, no, this is beyond your sister's coming in. This is, I mean, you're like, our room and this and that. And I'm like, she's not even going to go into Ella's room. It's that time. She's nesting.
In her defense, she's not going to have too much time otherwise in a little bit. You know,
trust me, I like Saturday morning, I woke up, I went out, I started cleaning the front room. I was letting her deal with my daughter. I was cleaning up all the other crap by myself. Like, didn't even get asked. I was just like, you know what? I'm going to go do this, because if not, I might die, because she'll kill me. But, you know, I was doing my best to, like, avail the situation. Yeah, that didn't help a lot, but we also set up our bedroom with, you know, the bassinet and the changing table. Like, baby could come now and it would take 5 minutes and we are set to go.
Isn't that a scary thought?
Oh my gosh. My wife was like, it's all set up. Like, a baby could come. I'm like, well, yeah, that's the point. We're supposed to do it early.
I don't know.
But now the baby can come. And I'm like, we're at that stage where she's like, it's too soon.
I was working at this hospital the other day, and when babies are born, they play Rockabye Baby. It's very nice.
Oh, so all of a sudden, yeah,
just working, you know, like, a baby was just born. That's
my wife's
cool.
Gynecology. We were there. It was a late appointment. I actually went after work, and they play the beginning of a lullaby, and it's a dun, 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 like over the loudspeaker.
They play You Make While My we Dreams Come True by
That'd be no. Awesome. I think it's like Lom's Broke.
Fuck, man.
Lom's Lullaby. Yeah, yeah.
When I went for my procedure, this kind of makes me a little bit worried now, because at one point I heard Don't Fear the Reaper, Blue Oyster Cult over the loudspeakers. I was like, what the fuck is that? Yeah,
that's nice. It's okay. While we were there, they had it go off, and then about 10 seconds later, it went off again, and I'm like, oh, what was that, two different ones, or was that like twins? Because, I mean, it was, like, not long. But my daughter was like, what is that? I'm like, well, I was like, I think it's this. I don't know. Why don't you ask? Oh, I don't want to know. you want to know. Finally, I had to go walk up there with her. And I was just standing there. And I'm like, okay, ask her. Because I'm like, I don't care. but she wants to know.
She's a kid. Come on.
Oh, she's 9, and it's like, I'm trying to get her out of that, oh, I have to ask somebody? No, that's not good. No, just let's go over and just ask the lady.
That's kids, though.
I know, but it's we're trying, like, we get to a restaurant, and she's like, I'm going to order. All right, and then the lady comes, and she's like, she can't order, and it's like, no, you know, just what do you want? I mean, the lady's not going to jump out and kill you. She just can't. Just go. I want the hamburger and, you know, the salad. Done. They don't care.
Friggin' kids. I have a question for you guys.
Okay.
Do you guys remember a gentleman by the name of Jack Handy?
The name sounds familiar.
Yes. Handy. I think. So, hang on a second.
I came across these the other day and I thought I would read them because they cracked me up. He cracked me up in the 90s.
Good enough guy? Yeah.
No. Jack Handy was a writer for Saturday Night Live, but they used to do these things called Deep Thoughts by Jack Handy. And so I have a list of some of them. So I'm going to read them right now if you guys don't mind.
Okay.
yeah, they're pretty good, actually. I'm looking at a few here.
So here, I'll go through this. One thing kids liked is to be tricked. For instance, I was going to take my nephew to Disneyland, but instead I drove him to an old burned-out warehouse. Oh no, I said, Disneyland burned down. He cried and cried, but I think deep down, he thought it was a pretty good joke. I started to drive over to the real Disneyland, but it was getting pretty late.
that's pretty good.
If a kid asks where rain comes from, I think a cute thing to tell him is, God is crying. And if he asks why God is crying, another cute thing to tell him is, probably because of something you did.
Oh, that's so wrong.
Like, there's one here that I'm looking at. It says, Dad always thought laughter was the best medicine, which I guess is why several of us have died from tuberculosis.
Here's what it says. To me, a good idea is to always carry around 2 sacks of something whenever you walk around. That way, if anybody says, hey, can you give me a hand? You could say, sorry, got these sacks. To me, clowns aren't funny. In fact, they're kind of crazy. I wondered where this started. I think it goes back to the time I went to the circus and a clown killed my dad. I can picture I can picture in my mind a world without war, a world without hate. And I can picture us attacking that world because they never expected.
I hope after I die, people will say of me, that guy owed me a lot of money.
I remember how my Uncle Jerry would sit on the porch and whittle all day long. Once he whittled me a toy boat out of a larger toy boat I had. It was almost as good as the first one, except now it had bumpy little white marks all over it and no paint because he had whittled off the paint. No, it's not that good. Most of the time it was probably really bad being stuck down in a dungeon, but some days, when there was a bad storm outside, you'd look out your little window and think, boy, I'm glad I'm not out in that. let's see. Once I found a skull in the woods, the first thing I did was call the police. But then I got curious about it. I picked it up and started wondering who this person was and why they had deer horns. all right, I'll do a couple more. For mad scientists who keep brains in jars, here's a tip. Why not add a slice of lemon to each jar for freshness?
Oh. I love random thoughts like this.
I believe in making the world safe for our children, but not our children's children, because I don't think children should be having sex.
Oh.
All right. Oh, my God. If you get the time, go look these up. Oh, my God. They're so funny. I used to have the book. And it was just, it was like all the ones that they would play on Saturday Night Live. That was like my favorite part of Saturday Night Live back in that era. It was like the Phil Hartman, like Dana Carvey days is when they would do these. There's another thing I was looking
like
at.
Like Joe Schmiegel's like little Saturday morning cartoons. Like, yeah, I love those.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, they don't do stuff like that anymore.
TV Funhouse.
Yep.
There's another one, and it was Parents Funny Tweets, but I'm going to go through them. I'll read a couple of them. It says, 17 days until Christmas? So that makes 16 days until my daughter decides to write a brand new Christmas list of what she really wants. Which is very true. How are you guys? Are you guys all good for the holidays?
Well,
I think so.
Yeah. No, we are. We're pretty much only buying for our daughter and my niece, so
yeah,
it's pretty easy.
Yeah.
You
got yourselves a new basement for Christmas?
No, as you can see, nothing has happened. The framers are busy right now, and the way that things are looking, that it's probably going to stretch into the new year before we can do that. But no, for Christmas, we're like I said, we're buying for my daughter and for my niece. And our daughter, we've had everything for the last week or so, and my niece, I think we put the order in a couple days ago with my other sister. We're buying some stuff for her, and I don't know. My wife bought herself something and said it's for me, but I feel like, I don't know, that's a trap. You know what I mean? I feel like that's a trap.
It's a trap.
Yeah, I still feel like I got to get something for her, so I don't really know. Something small, maybe like a perfume or something. Ah, the fuck, I don't know. I'll figure it out. So yeah, no, I guess I'm not ready. Fuck.
I do something. Oh, you know what I found?
Yeah, ready? I'm actually ready. What I ordered finally came in. I got a notification. Oh, it came in today at the mailbox. Go look at the mailbox. There ain't nothing here. Oh, damn it. I'm going to have to deal with all that. And then, like, I look and it's like, oh, here it is. The next day it came in. Apparently they just decided to, like, really screw with me.
Well, how far is your mailbox, man? I think you'll be all right.
No, it was just, like, I thought it was there and I went to the mailbox and it wasn't there that day. And it's like,
oh, I mean, then, like, I'm just fucking with you, man. I know.
But I was really hoping I didn't have to go deal with all that. And then it came the next day. So I haven't wrapped it yet because all of our wrapping paper, apparently there was a small drip in our storage closet out here. And it got wet. So.
Oh, geez.
We had to go buy a new roll. Whatever. So my wife gets the new stuff. My wife, for my stuff, just kind of cut around the wet part and slapped it together. And I'm like, hey, she did not want to waste that Batman wrapping paper because I'm a real adult.
Yeah. Yeah, we, last night my mother-in-law took the kids and we kind of laid everything out. And then my wife did some online ordering and I made us some steaks and baked potatoes. And it was nice to just make dinner at home with no kids. I can't remember the last time we did that. I only had two plates to clean up. It was pretty sweet. Yeah, but we're not going crazy this year. The kids don't need a whole lot, you know? Like, it's just a lot of clothes. I think I'm gonna go out and get one of those, like, 1 pound thing of peanut butter cups. Have you seen those? It's like the giant peanut butter cups. Oh, dude, it's like this big. So I think I might get that for Dylan and Bethany because they really love peanut butter cups, and he was showing it to me at the store the other day. But yeah, just like little teeny things. I got him Overwatch because a buddy of mine, he called me and was like, what do you think of this Overwatch game? And him and his son, they play Fortnite together all the time. I was like, I think that's a great idea. I think they would love it. So I couldn't find my copy. And so I bought him one, and then I found it. I was like, shit, oh, well, whatever. I was like, if he gets it, you know, maybe we could play Overwatch together. And I think that's a great game for, like, 10-year-old kids. There's no blood. They're violent. I mean, like, you know, it's just different than Fortnite. you know, and it's funny, like, I was watching them play Fortnite today, and it has come, like, there is, that game is far out. I think it's almost gone a little too far with all the gimmicks that are in the game, like fucking airplanes and zip lines and balloons and ATVs. It's just like, I think they need to tone it down. Like, it was more fun when it was just like, you're building, you get guns, and you go shoot the other guy. Like, it's just, I don't know.
They gotta keep reinventing themselves because they want to stay.
They keep adding stuff. Yeah, this is the new. They added balloons last season, and I guess they ended, and they had the little quad crusher, which is basically a quad with jet. So now they added an airplane, and they just keep doing more. Yeah, they do more
they
and
just
more.
Keep adding shit because there's only one map. There's only one way to play the game.
I know.
So you got to keep putting shit into that.
Thing. Look at PUBG, like. PUBG didn't, they didn't, have, well, they, I think they have more maps now, but, like, granted, Fortnite is bigger than PUBG for a reason, but
PUBG introduced their fourth map of snow, and I've seen people play it, and it's kind of cool, because they have stuff like, it has snow that keeps your foot trail, so you can actually track somebody through the snow.
Find a 10-year-old that wants to play PUBG. They're not the ones that are moving the needle for.
This is true. But I'm just watching it.
Dad,
like,
buy me PUBG. No. I want those V-Bucks.
I'm like, this is crazy. Let's see. What else can we do here? Stu, you want to do your get some news?
Yeah, there's
Dad Kills Podcast. Ooh. Exclusive. I guess it could be that too.
Not anymore.
No, not anymore.
As we like to say around here, fuck those guys, am I right?
Yeah. Here we go.
Good evening. I'm Stu Gatzo. So, some shit happened this week. Again. I had a very good week for submissions. I had a lot of very interesting type stories here. We got some guy that made a big giant middle finger statue to his town after they wouldn't grant him a bylaw. We've got a very foul-mouthed Santa who tells people to get the fuck out of a mall because of a fire. What else do we got here? We also have this poor gentleman that Baroque sent me, 84-year-old man who died in a nursing home after they failed to bathe him. And his genitals got gangrene.
Oh, God.
That's not the story I'm going with.
Okay.
I'm not even going with the turkey that chased a boy. But that looks pretty good. What I am going with this week, fellas, and this is a matter of international importance. There's a crime that was committed. And it happened on one of the man-made wonders of the world. So I'll just get right into it, and I'll read you guys the headline here, and we'll go from there. Photo of a couple boning on top of the pyramids prompts an international investigation. Egyptian authorities are investigating after a photo posted by Danish photographer Andres Hvid. His name is Hvid.
Hvid?
Hvid.
I love Hvid's work.
The photo shows him and a model bumping uglies on the Great Pyramid of Giza. They wrote bumping uglies. Jesus Christ, guys.
Highbrow.
Certain people are none too pleased. Andres Hvid, a Danish photographer, released a video and a series of photos Friday that showed him and a naked woman copulating on top of the pyramid. They weren't received too well by the general public of Egypt and the Egyptian government. According to some fucking newspaper online, the Egyptian Ministry of Antiquities has ordered prosecutors to investigate the validity of the images. And I can tell you from looking at these images, they're valid. Yeah, there it is.
Yep.
That's the one, Justin. That's a very valid image.
That's pretty valid.
So you know what? My hat is off to this Hvid character and his model friend there and his lady friend, because that's pretty fucking cool.
It's a beautiful photo. I mean,
it's well framed. It's you know, the lighting. Like, it's spectacular. I mean,
like, look at the lighting. They waited
for the sunset too.
I mean, like, and they're both looking at the sunset too.
It's nice.
Yeah, I mean, when in Rome, right?
So, or Egypt.
What's around Burgundy? Like, I'm sorry, I don't know what that means.
I don't know what that means.
I don't know what that means. Oh my god, that is that's something else. Good for them.
Yeah, I think so.
Okay, well, I mean,
sorry, I'm still reading the article here, but it's like it's just there's nothing else good. I'm trying to scan for the good bits.
I'm afraid of heights, though. I think I might have a problem with that. I might have performance issues, I think.
It doesn't look very comfortable. It's just fucking rocks.
No,
it's sand and shit on
them. Slab of rock.
You know, sand all
over. He could at least be a gentleman and have been on the bottom.
You know, bring a fucking towel, man. Like, yeah. You're not just deciding to do this on the spur of the moment. You plan.
There's plenty of places he could put it. I mean, oh, you mean like to lay on? Okay. Shoot one over the edge of the pyramids. Whoa! Look at it go!
It's a balloon!
Oh my gosh. That's an excellent story, Stu.
That was submitted to what?
Oh, shoot.
What are you doing with these sound clips? That was from Agent H. Thanks a lot, buddy. Keep those stories coming, everybody. Please don't be discouraged if your turkey chasing a boy didn't make the list this week. Admiral Nips, it was a fantastic video. You are correct.
I thought for sure 84-year-old man junk falls off.
Baroque, I could not even click on that link to read the article. I got to be honest with you. That is fucking wretched, and I feel horrible about that. Like, don't let my balls get gangrene. Yeah, just shoot me.
That's horrible. I watched Christmas Vacation today, and it made me think of this. I had to find it.
And why is the carpet all wet, Todd?
I don't know, Margo.
That's probably my favorite Christmas movie.
So good. Yeah.
That movie is perfect.
What do you say, gentlemen? We do some song of the week.
Yes.
Wrap this puppy up.
Let's.
So if you go on Spotify, we have a Spotify playlist. It's Potato Thumbs Podcast Playlist. Go there. That's where we're going to put, that's where we have all our songs. How many songs do we have on there now, Baroque?
We have, give me one second.
It's only
343.
Only five songs.
We have 343.
It's not the size of your playlist that counts.
Now, Great Value brand playlist, I can't speak to that quality.
Hey, it's a great idea.
I think it is.
I think it's a wonderful idea.
I think we do not own any of those ideas at all.
I think it's nice because if they ever have me on there, oh, we do. Nips and Fluffy are fantastic. I hope they don't take offense to this.
Prince among men. We're just giving them shit.
You know, giving them shit that they stole our idea, which we clearly thought of before anybody else.
We've only been doing it for years.
In the world. No podcast has ever done this before.
Ever. We're the first ever to do it. We own it. You'll be hearing, I don't know.
You might hear from our trouble master.
You might be hearing from my lawyer. So, you think you got problems now? Just wait. Anyway, no, we do have a podcast playlist. Distinguished Gentlemen podcast playlist on Spotify. Every single week, we add some songs to it. I wanted to add a song this week in honor of an amazing album that came out this week, but it is not on Spotify, and I was upset, and that is The Chronic by Dr. Dre.
Dr. Dre? Yeah, really? It's not?
Oh, yeah. It came out... Shit. What was it? Like 20 years? No. No. It had to be like 25 years or something like that.
It's old.
25th anniversary of The Chronic, I think, is what it is. Anyway, it is not on Spotify, so that sucks. So I'll be picking another one. But I just wanted to tip of the hat to Dr. Dre and The Chronic. Man, me and my...
1992, apparently.
Me and my buddy Taylor, and we would ride around and listen to the shit out of that CD. We knew every fucking word. Thought we were gangsters.
Isn't it sad? Like, you sit there and you look back at something like that, and you're like, "This is how." Like, my wife did that to me today or the other day. She's like, "Do you know the movie Elf is like 18 years old?" And I'm like, "No,
get out of here."
No, it's not. I don't remember how old it is, but it's Let me look it up real quick. I mean, it's...
Well, we were watching, we're watching all these Hallmark Christmas movies, and I have to admit, I get sucked to them and just as easily as my, wife does. And the other night she was watching two at the same time. Like, the Hallmark ones are like, they're manageable, but when you start getting to, like, the Up Channel or, like, Lifetime, they get so super cheesy. And I told her, I was like, I won't make any more snarky comments. You could just enjoy your movies, because I make it very difficult for her to watch them.
Come on. Hallmark is great. It's an executive who's never had time for love, moves to a town.
Yeah, exactly.
Goes to a town for some reason, wears flannel, and falls in love.
But we were watching one the other night, and she also hates when I do this. Like, oh, where's that woman from? It's like, I know her from somewhere. And I look her up, and it was the original Audrey from National Lampoon's Vacation. The original Audrey.
The original. Okay.
Dana Barron, I think her name is. Something like that. I was like, oh, that's...
So you have to say that, like, that which you know, Audrey, because, like, those changed.
Yeah. But anyway, Song of the Week. Who wants to go first?
Oh, Elf is 15 years old.
Still, that's not...
That still seems really...
It's pretty old still, really,
yeah. Yeah,
like, I don't think it's that old when I look at it, but it's 15 years old. It's been around.
Speaking of music, I went to a concert this week.
You did, yes.
Holy fuck. Dude, I'm telling you, if you like rock and roll music, if you like heavy rock and roll music, if you like poppy heavy rock and roll music, go see Ghost. Those guys put on a fucking show. It was like 2.5 hours. There was a 15-minute intermission, which frankly you need. Like, it was the loudest concert I've ever been to. I wish I would have brought earplugs, because it's funny. Like, we were kind of like, I looked over and Lisa had her fingers in her ears at one point. And I did that to mine. I was like, oh, I can actually kind of hear better like this. But I wasn't about to sit there with my fucking fingers in my ears. It was nice. We were on the balcony, and the seats were nice and comfy. The guys sitting in front of us, they were older. Like, pretty much everybody in front of us was all older. And they didn't want to stand. I was like, oh my God, this is perfect. Like, we don't have to stand up the whole time. We can just sit here and enjoy the show and just fucking rock out in peace. But they were awesome. Like, it's so funny. Like,
rock out in peace and quiet.
Yeah,
with rock our fingers out in our ear.
We want to relax and enjoy the show. Not, you know.
I want to sit down and enjoy my heavy metal show. But, like, the nameless ghouls, they all wear, like, the ghoul masks, right? And they can't emote with their face, so they have to use their hands. And there was one guitarist, not the lead guitarist, but the other, like, the second lead guitarist. He was so fucking funny. Like, he was constantly, like, fucking with everybody, you know, like, during the show. But he did it all, like, just, like, with his hands or his body language. And it really kind of, like, it really makes you kind of get lost in the music, because you're not, like, looking at someone's face. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
It adds a whole different level to it. But they were just, like, I mean, musicianship-wise, they were amazing. At one point, like, the two guitarists were, like, dueling back and forth. They were getting ready to play Cerise. And so they would kind of play a little bit of it, and then they'd go into some riff. And then the one guy with, like, the black guitar who I was talking about, he kind of, like, would act like he was getting beat. And at one point, he wears his guitar really low, and he put the strap around and kind of, like, wore it high and started to play Stairway to Heaven, and then fucked it up and then went off the stage. And then that's when, like, the lead guitarist started going into one of the songs. And it was fucking awesome. They had, like, the Ghoulettes. They, like, the one chick played a keytar on stage. To Mummy Dust. Oh my gosh. It was incredible. Incredible.
Mummy Dust.
Yeah. But they're nominated for 2 Grammys. I hope they win, because they deserve it, man. I mean, nobody is putting on a show like that out there. So I will definitely come see them anytime they come around again. They played in Brooklyn last night in some big arena. So anyway, just putting that out there. Go see Ghost. All right. What do we got, guys? What are we doing?
I'm going to go with the band is called Fire from the Gods. And the song is End Transmission. If you ever heard of the band Seven Dust, I'm sure you have.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
They kind of sound like them.
I've heard of them. Yeah.
Yeah. All right, cool. Yeah.
All right, Stewie G, what about you, man?
Shoot the Thrill, AC/DC.
Oh, good one.
Yeah, decent tune.
Good song, man. What do you got, BBQ?
Three Strange Days. What was the name of it?
Hold on, I didn't spell strange right. Oh my gosh, these fat fingers. By 3 Days Grace? Oh no. No, never mind. School of Fish?
School of Fish, that's it. I'm like, it's one of those, like, every time, I never remember the name of the song, but I can, like, the band always eludes me.
And I am going with, no, stop playing. Let me just make sure that it's not already on the playlist. I'm going with Boombastic by Shaggy.
All right.
Classic.
Mr. Lova Lova.
Hey, girl. Mr. Lova Lova. All right. That is it for our playlisting. And now, we're going to wrap it up. Before I do that, I just want to say congratulations to everybody who's taking part in the, what do we call it? The Sexy Naked Discord. I forgot to mention it last week, but kudos. I think Potato Thumbs is kicking our ass. I know they're kicking mine because there's been a lot of tasty treats around my house, I have to say. But, But congratulations, yeah. Potato Thumbs. You're doing good. Come on, gents. We could do this. I'm going to try and,
pregnant wife and holidays.
It's a rough time of year. Why the fuck did you want to do this now? Do this shit in the fucking spring. Jesus Christ. This is right in the middle of fucking Thanksgiving and Christmas. Just when I want to eat everything.
Do it for the new year.
My wife baked 300 fucking cookies tonight.
Thanksgiving was 2 months ago.
My wife made some banging cookies yesterday.
Whoa. I was like, what are you talking about? Whoa. It was like fucking 3 weeks ago. But I'm proud of the gents. I'm proud of everybody on the Potato Thumb side. You guys are all killing it. I think that's going to do it for tonight. I just want to, before we go, I want to apologize to Safety Czar and Low Watt. They were playing together, and I joined their party, and I just brought nothing but chaos from my kids and yelling. I'd be like, guys, I'm sorry, I'm leaving the party. I was like, I just, want to join the party and say hey and see what they were up to, and it was just an absolute disaster. I apologize. If you want to find us, you can go to dadtalespodcast.com. All of our stuffs is there. If you want to find us on
all
Twitter,
our stuffs.
You can find us at DGentsPod on Twitter. Mm-hmm. I'm at JC Jesse. Whatever. I have musings, quips, if you will. What about you, Baroque?
You can find me all across the interwebs at Baroque Reaper.
You can. Stu.
At Stugato, STU underscore GATZRO.
Boost.
Boost KDV. Everyone anywhere.
Can I find you in a Gambit match after the show?
You can.
All right. Let's do it.
Awesome. All right, everybody. Thanks so much. Be excellent to each other.
Later, dudes.
Stay fresh.
# stay fresh.
Gentlemen, defenders of the universe, making magic with their microphone.
Hold on. This is our last episode before the holidays.
before we go, one of those record scratches,
guys. Everybody, before we go, have a happy holidays. Have a Merry Christmas. Have a happy whatever.
Yeah.
From all of us to all of you. Right? Is this the last one before?
Well, yeah.
We can
do 23rd.
We'll do it next week. Yeah, the 23rd is next Sunday, so we could record. Maybe.
Technically.
We could.
Okay, so maybe have
well, a... not to each other. I'm talking about to the audience, because even if we
but do to the audience, they well, unless we release it early.
Unless we release it early. Christmas Eve episode, you think?
We could.
All right, then fuck it. Never mind. We take that back. See you guys. Bye.
Fuck yourselves at the holidays.
Listen, this gentleman, defenders of the universe, making magic with their microphones. Majestic heroes, riding seats of gold. Listen, this gentleman, they're the freaking best.
Someone shit on the coats.